This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host, Larry London.
Hello, welcome to Border Crossings Live from Studio 4 in downtown Washington. We have Jared and The Mill in our studios. We're going to be talking about the new project, their tour, and what's been going on with them. Jared and The Mill join us today on Border Crossings.
Well, I found my way into a place I never should have gone. And these elemental changes in my life, they don't make me feel too strong. And what I want and what I need are two different things. See, I'm just no good at this, but you ain't too, but we're gonna make it through. But I don't know how long I should have known. I'm a fundamental creature to my bones. And this jealousy is killing me, 'cause I can't find a place to rest its soul. Rest its soul. 'Cause these words are broken. Its bones, rest my bones, and these words are broken.
Thank you.
Welcome to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. Jared and the Mill are on tour right now for a new album. This story is no longer available.
That's it.
Interesting title for an album.
Thank you very much.
Why did you decide to name your album This Story Is No Longer Available?
We were driving down the road, and Mike actually saw it. He was inspired by Instagram when a story doesn't load.
Mm-hmm.
And it struck a chord with him, and he shouted it out from somewhere in the van, and we all liked it enough to call the record that.
Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been together now?
It's been like over 7 years now, right? Like almost 8 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're Jared, and this is The Mill.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
So, Jared, what's your full name?
Kolesar.
Jared Kolesar. Where are you from originally?
We're all from Phoenix. We're all born and bred Phoenician boys.
And so how did this band come together?
Man, just through like the social network, I had a friend who was friends with Larry, and she put me and Mike in touch with Larry, and Larry got us in a room with his friend Josh over there on percussion, and his friend Chuck over there on bass, and it's the same five people that it was in a little hot room in Tempe, Arizona 7 years ago.
Hmm. Wow. So 7 years later, two albums, two EPs.
Yes.
Yep. And so how have you guys evolved? How has your music evolved? Is this album different than the previous album, or...? More of the same, or where do you think you guys are at right now?
I think we were getting started in a time where, like, a very accessible form of music and very easy to play form of music was like you know, folk, like indie folk kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how we got started, and we've progressed gradually into a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have a little bit of that, like, Southwestern and folk influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is... You know, if you put your sound into a lane, what would that lane be? So you're saying rock and folk mixed together?
We're probably somewhere in the Americana spectrum, but I like to think we like push into a more contemporary realm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time. We have like a lot of, you know, synthy stuff. We have a lot of like odd rhythms.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to you guys doing soundcheck, and you reminded me a little bit of Mumford and Sons, that kind of a sound, you know, which is a very popular sound right now these days.
We get that every once in a while, yeah.
Mm.
I like to think this newer record is like, it's a little bit more heavy into the, the rock space than the, stomping folk music space, but... I guess that's up to the listener.
Right. And so is this a collaboration as far as the writing goes?
Or very much so, yeah.
One person does the writing, or no, it's the whole group?
A lot of times, like, one person will come to the band with the song,
mm-hmm.
Like the lyrics and the chords and the melody, and then we'll kind of, like, pick it apart as a band and kind of produce it together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly no master of that, but, like, Larry and Josh went to school for music. They're both very accomplished musicians, and Chuck comes from a very, like... you know, a big music family in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're really good at helping us kind of figure it out. And then I think me and Mike have just been working on what we do for a really long time. And because we've been buddies since like seventh grade.
It's a bunch of, you know, cowboy chords, but hanging out with a bunch of jazz school kids.
That's exactly.
So, and I want to tell our audience who are tuning in that it's not an optical illusion. That's just a big guitar. He's not a little guy. That's a big guitar.
He's actually
quite
tall.
Just so you know, clarify that. That's an unusual looking guitar. I've never seen a guitar quite that large. It's an interesting instrument.
This is actually something I had made.
okay, good, good.
South, where we're from, Arizona, is very close to Mexico, so it's pretty easy to find Mexican folk instruments. So this was actually a guitarón originally that I had strung up as a bass guitar, so I didn't have to tour an upright anymore.
That's cool. I like it. Well, now that I've, you know, heard all about the instruments and kind of a little bit about where you're from, I'd love to hear you guys do some live music if you
want. Yeah, of course.
That'd be great. What are you going to do?
We got a song called Hope.
Hope.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. We all need some hope right now. It's Jared in the Mill.
Let's wait till the chorus.
Uh-oh.
Everyone at the top?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm just
a drop in the sea, just a part of a whole, like a leaf in a tree. Tell them I'm broken, go tell them I'm sore, but for God's sake don't think I won't come back for more, cause I'm losing. We howled at the moon, loud as we cry, oh, we never house back. So what can I do? What can I say? What can I do? What can I say? Just an ink on a page, looking hard for some point, but I'm slowed by my age. Line after line I could etch like a knife, but there's only so much I can take of this life, cause I'm losing hope. Oh, I'm losing. Treat life like a game, but I know that it's not. So beat the drums and share the love, till there's no more to give, cause it's never enough. Yeah, that's just me. I play a lot. I treat life like a game, but I know that it's not. So beat the drums and share the love, till there's no more to give, cause it's never enough. Yeah, that's just me. I treat life like a game, but I know that it's not. So beat the drums and share the love, till there's no more to give, cause it's never enough.
All right.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo. That's sounding great.
You said it. Thank you very much.
Jared and the Mill, live here on the Voice of America. So it's not often that you hear all these different instruments in the same band. You get the acoustic guitar, mandolin, banjo. That's kind of an interesting mix of instruments.
Yeah. You know, like I said, we got started playing folk, like more folky music. So mm-hmm. we all kind of played like our own, you know. These different instruments, and nowadays when we're on stage, there's more, you know, synth and electric guitar and drum set than there ever was. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty natural for us to come back to this form and do the songs, even if they are new songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, you know, we got our start kind of like playing on the street, doing a lot of busking, and we like mm-hmm. to still capture that a little bit. So some of this is just out of convenience. Mm-hmm. I play guitar, electric guitar most of the time, but obviously, it's hard to play that on the street, so I figured I'd just pick up mandolin, and mm-hmm. here yeah. we are.
So yeah. you were doing this as a group, busking out on the street?
Yes.
Or okay.
Yeah, we would
like, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We would, you know, when we were touring at first, and still in some cases it's this way in some cities, like we didn't have much of a fan base at all. So we would go to, like, a college campus, or we would go to, like, a main market area or wherever in town and busk, sort of tell people about our show, or just hand out CDs and even make a little, like, money, mm-hmm. Which was cool because I think we learned, like Jared had to entertain without a microphone, get people's attention, pull people in. Mm-hmm. It helped us, I think, a lot as, like, performers. And then it also helped us, like, stay fed and gas in our car and all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. And so, I mean, Has it always been music for you? Has this been from the beginning as a little kid, or did this kind of happen accidentally? How did you find your way to?
It happened a little bit accidentally. Honestly, I don't think anyone thought this was going to be something that, you know, brought us to a radio station in D.C. 7 years later when we got started. It was kind of just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have like a lot of plans for, you know, really exploring the music world. When I was younger, we all got our degrees at ASU and in our, you know, respective categories. And I think that for me, like, I studied business, and that was something that I was kind of figured I'd go down. But music kind of popped up as an opportunity. It was kind of like, why not? Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in your early 20s and you find someone that seems to click and work, you might as well chase it down and see if you can, you know, get into submission and be someone that works for you.
You a baseball player or?
No. We're all very proud to be from Arizona. We love our state. And I think that, you know, I don't know, repping in Arizona's team, the Diamondbacks, is the worst thing in the world. How are they doing right now? I don't know anything about most sports.
They just traded their best player.
Excellent.
The season hasn't started yet.
Yeah. Not as good.
Good.
As
so we haven't lost this season.
You haven't lost
that's
yet.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
You're in first place with everybody else. But that's very exciting. So Arizona, you don't think of Arizona as being the place that launches a lot of music careers. I just haven't heard of Arizona being the hotbed for music.
There's a few bands. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah, Gin Blossoms is probably like one of the more popular ones, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jimmy Eat World, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be the two main examples. Yeah.
Alice Cooper lives there.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Jimmy Nix is from there. But yeah, not a lot of bands. You know, the scene is it's growing, which is cool. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's also, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to be in a town that isn't like super flush with bands that are like really hitting it hard, because it's kind of like being a smaller pond almost, like for fish.
Right,
you know,
right,
it's intimidating. When we go to LA and Nashville, there's so many amazing musicians that you just get intimidated. I don't know how you would do that. Like, coming up in Nashville would be so stressful, but in Phoenix, like, people are there, and there's not nearly as many bands or musicians, so people are very supportive there. They like want.
Right.
They want you to
music,
succeed,
yeah.
And like they want, and the scene is small enough where everyone's super supportive.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of like competition. It's awesome.
Do you hope to or plan to move to LA or New York, or is this like you're gonna stay where you are?
I think it'd be cool maybe to have an apartment there or something one day. But like in this day and age, we're all just from the internet. You don't really have to be in a location really to like explore the world of music anymore.
Right.
And LA is only 5 hours away, 6 hours away. So like it's not unreasonable to just like drive out there on a whim.
And being young as you guys are, you don't know a time when there wasn't the internet. You really don't know
what I remember like being in like I want to say like the second or third grade and trying to like understand what was going on. Cause the teachers were explaining like, all these computers are now like connected on this thing called the internet. And like you can explore these different places on the web. And it was like, okay. So like, you mean like all these computers in this room? And they're like, no, like like everywhere. It's like, wow, I don't get that.
Wow. Well, we are reaching the world right now, you know, in 100 different countries.
That's crazy.
Millions and millions of people are meeting.
Hello, everyone in the world right now.
Who needs the internet?
Yeah.
It's helped a lot of people. YouTube has changed a lot of people's lives and careers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can make a career now being just on YouTube and getting exposure that way, as a lot of artists have. And I imagine being an indie band, that's kind of gives you more control over your music and your product.
Definitely,
I mean, that's where you want to stay, that lane. Because if you sign with a major, you lose a lot of the voice you have on your product.
And we've been exploring this new platform called Twitch. That's like a live broadcasting platform, like similar to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our own channel on Twitch, and it's been going pretty well. If anyone is on Twitch, check out Jared and the Mill, JaredAndTheMill. There you go.
First, they'd have to find Twitch. So where's that? How do they get
it's just Twitch.tv.
Twitch.tv.
Yeah.
All right. Around the world, Twitch.tv. This Story Is No Longer Available is the name of the album. So tell me about the music on the album. Is there a story that's being told? Is it?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me. It's top secret.
It's no longer available. It's not available anymore. I don't think we set out to make like a concept record that had this story.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a common thread, I think, where we basically live with each other on the road, and we experience very parallel lifestyles and changes in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think it's allowed us to have different perspectives on a similar story within ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so there is unity in the record in that sense, where like we are all telling our story of being in this crazy lifestyle that we're in, and dealing with, you know, relationships or, you know, growing up stuff. And that's kind of like what the record's about, mm-hmm. Unintentionally, but I think that's more beautiful than if we set out to make it that way.
Mm. Where and or what was the most unusual influence for a song that you've had ever?
Maybe Solid Mind with our transmission.
With our transmission?
Yeah, up in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had like a just a, kind of a bad run-in of bad car luck, actually.
Terrible.
Our last van had two transmission issues. Once was in Atlanta, Georgia, where we
mm-hmm.
went on a crazy like 30-hour drive to get that all fixed. And the other one we broke down on the highway right outside of a Chevy dealership, and we were able to get our transmission fixed. And we kind of got in a bad, rough spot. And I mean,
let me ask you a question. You said something was wrong with my car or our car, and you went 30 hours to get it fixed?
Well, we had to go back to get it.
Yeah.
Where it shut
down. Oh, okay. So the transmission.
We rented a car and then had to go back.
Yeah. 30 more hours.
So the transmission busted in Atlanta. And we actually had to, we had four more shows. One of them was in D.C. actually. Uh-huh. And they were up the coast. And the transmission was going to take a while. And we saw that we had like a break of 2 days. Actually, no, just 1 day.
Mm.
So we from Atlanta, we rented a truck, a brand new Chevy Silverado, which was crazy. And we toured up as far as, I want to say, like, Philadelphia? And then once that was done, in a day, we had 24 hours to drive all the way back down to Atlanta and then back up to New York City for our next show.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Six of us in this little pickup truck.
Yeah.
And that inspired a song? The song was called Amco, I guess.
Well, that, yeah. No, that was, that was a different situation. I think at one point I was, when you go so long without decent sleep and missing, you know, your family and your loved ones, it just kind of wears down on you. And that's a little bit what actually this next song is about. And I think it was inspired by that stretch of unfortunate circumstances that we had in Michigan the second time through.
Well, what a perfect lead-in then.
Yeah, yeah.
If the song connects to the story, see, that's like we rehearsed this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
For the audience would think we planned this. All right, what are you going to do for us next?
This song's called Soul and Mind.
Soul and Mind. All right, Jared and the Mill.
Oh, sorry.
No problem. Transmission problem.
Called my mom last night. She said the monsoon winds were blowing in. The rain fell thick on the desert brush, like it does about twice a year. We'll make Saginaw by three. I don't think I wish it was you and me, 'cause the darkness bleeds through the lights in every town and every state. But I'm not as close as I should be, and I'm not as far as I'd like to be. So paint my heart, paint my heart with gold, and call me what you like. Sense of worth is a wrecking ball. It swings as soon as I look back, and it hits the home I love. I'm close to giving up, and I still don't think I'm good enough. You never know, I'm trying to keep what's left of growing up. But I'm not as close as I should be, and I'm not as far as I'd like to be. So paint my heart, paint my heart with gold, and call me what you like. I used to think the stars at night were some kind of metaphor for life, but I was wrong. I used to think the stars at night were some kind of metaphor for life, but I was wrong. I was wrong. I used to think the stars at night were some kind of metaphor for life, but I was wrong.
Yeah! Jared in the Mill! Got to keep up with you guys to know when you're ending. That's it. Is it done? I don't want to step on you. Oh, are they done?
No, watch out.
Yeah. Jared in the Mill, the album is called This Story Is No Longer Available, which is available. What's your website?
Just jaredandthemill.com. Mm-hmm. But you can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music, mm-hmm. whatever. Wherever you kids are getting your music these days, we're probably there.
The mom and pop record stores they don't exist anymore. Although albums are coming back a little bit,
yeah.
But still, thank goodness for the internet. You know, now it's kind of made this a little bit easier.
Well, it's like vinyl sales are the highest they've been since like the early 70s or something.
But where do you
now?
Get a turntable? I mean, I can buy the vinyl, but I can't find Best Buy doesn't have turntables.
There's really affordable ones at Target actually.
Really?
Yeah, Crosley makes a really great. It's like. I don't know, it was like $50 or something last time I saw it. It actually sounds real good. Yeah, look into it.
Well, I'm going to go there today, then. Yeah. Thank you for that tip, that insight.
Of course.
So what's your favorite memory on tour? Of all the tours you've done, including the latest tour, favorite memory you have from being on the road?
Really,
to ask the tough questions.
So really, really weird thing that happened early on in our careers. We went on tour with Barry Gibb.
Okay.
And I think it was before we had done like a whole lot of touring.
Right.
So I wish that we had a couple more years under our belt to really appreciate it, because like it was the most insane situation we've ever found ourselves with. And like the catering was crazy. We played at the Hollywood Bowl, like we played at you know like Wells Fargo Center and like TD Gardens. Like it all just happened so quickly that I think we were so young. They're just like, whoa, and then it was over. Like.
Did you get a chance to talk to him? And get, you know,
Yeah.
Does he talk like, nice to meet you, Jay?
He's very soft-spoken.
He is.
He protects his voice. Soft-spoken. Very like, hey, what's up? How's it going? Yeah.
Okay, what?
Like, what'd you say? He's the nicest guy, though.
He's very nice. Sweet dude.
Awesome. So you guys are into something called do-goodery. Maybe you could tell the audience what, because you said do-goodery. I know you're doing a charity campaign, right?
Yeah. With,
He looked at what? Glad you
Josh,
glad you
take it away.
Out over there.
Candaid, I think, was started by Oscar Blues Brewery, and they basically work all a dollar of each of our ticket sales at our concerts goes to them. And what they do is they donate a lot of instruments to schools, to children that need them. And at some point, I think we'll be getting to go to schools and maybe have a couple classes or be able to give instruments to students as well.
That's fantastic.
It's a really great people to partner up with. They're helping us out. We're helping them out. And everyone's helping out kids that want to learn music. So
And so people, do they bring canned goods to your concerts and donate them? Or
No, the canned, it's like more a reference to the beer can thing.
It was started by a brewery.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so if people want to get involved in it and support the cause, just come out to the show. And
come out to the show, man.
You don't have every, if you just buy a ticket, a dollar of it goes to
automatically goes to help the charity. Exactly. So are you guys doing international touring? Are you going out of the U.S.? Any plan to go out of the U.S.?
Hopefully we'll be able to bring this record to Europe soon enough.
And, that'd be great.
The year is young still, so we'll see where we go with the cycle.
And for the summer, what are you doing over the summer? We're just more touring, right?
Just
the
more
band
touring.
Is always on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, you guys sound great. I love the harmonies. Would you do another song?
We would love to. This song is actually rich in harmonies. So.
Wow. Look at that.
It's your lucky day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's
it's
it.
Karma.
Yeah. We're really good at lining up these...
that's right. Just set me up.
Yeah. It's fantastic. the song is called Messengers. It's from our previous release, Warm Dugas.
All right. Here's what it is. What?
Oh, it's on. Ooh, it's on the previous record now from Life We Chose.
Getting older by the
Sorry
minute.
About yeah. that. Yeah, it's getting older.
Oh, tell her I'm lost, but that's alright. 'Cause after 20-something years, I can barely walk a line. Only messengers can tell her how I'm missing her tonight. If you're looking for her, she's right down the road. She'll be sitting on a swing in the sun, making stones turn to gold. Let her know that the family she knew keeps her locked in keys. Tell her everything is fine and she's missed like the winds miss the trees. And if you're searching for her, she's always shedding light. You can't miss, 'cause her smile makes the sun seem less bright. But if you find her, be still. Tell her everything about the time you've killed. Let her know that the bad times will pass, and I'll miss her like hell. Oh, tell her I'm lost, but that's alright. 'Cause after 20-something years, I can barely walk a line. Only messengers can tell her I'm missing her tonight. But if you're searching for worth, oh, you'll find it with her. She'll ask for your trust, 'cause it's hard being shown how to learn. So let her know that the stars haven't moved. God, I hope they're the same. Tell her life could be worse, and I'm trying my best not to change. Oh, tell her I'm lost, that's alright. 'Cause after 20-something years, I can barely walk a line. Only messengers can tell her I'm missing her tonight. But if it's after the dawn, oh, be sure you're alone. 'Cause she's the kind best enjoyed like a pool under cottonwoods and stones. So let her laugh, wash you clean like the rains on the tilted window panes. Give her everything and more, and she'll give you the world in exchange. Oh, tell her I'm lost, but that's alright. 'Cause after 20-something years, I can barely walk a line. Only messengers can tell her I'm missing her tonight. Tell her everything is good, but I miss our eyes. Stars haven't ever seemed this close. No, tell her I'm lost, that's alright. 'Cause after 20-something years, I can barely walk a line. Only messengers can tell her I'm missing her tonight. So if you're searching for love, she's right down the road. She'll be sitting on a swing in the sun, making stones turn to gold.
Nice. Nice. Jared in the Mill, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
If people want to get your album or find out where you're playing, where do they go once again?
Just www.jaredandthemill.com. That's JaredandTheMill.com.
And social media, I assume you're on all the Facebook,
the Twitter,
and all that.
Just Jared in the Mill. That's just, you know, any. Just type in Jared in the Mill wherever you are, and you'll probably find us.
And Twitch TV.
Twitch.tv.
Spotify, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Would you come back and see us when you're in town again, please?
We'll
do. Back on. Jared in the Mill, on tour right now. Thank you for watching. This is Border Crossings on VOA TV.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Have a great evening. I'll catch you tomorrow here on the VOA 1 Music Network.